Welcome back to the Naked Podcast. This is Janelle.
And today's episode is a little different. There are no guests. It's just me and something I wrote. I haven't always written. It's something I kind of stumbled into a few years ago without really knowing the why behind it. But over time, it became really clear that writing is where I find clarity, healing, and perspective. I've been writing quietly for years now, and for the first time, I'm starting to share it publicly, starting with you. I'm honestly so excited, but equally as scared, to let these pieces live outside of my notebook. It feels extremely vulnerable and raw. I want to thank you for being here and for listening. This is a giant leap for me. If something I share speaks to you, I would love to know more about it. Or if maybe you know someone who might need to hear this, just pass it along. Thanks again.
Welcome to Naked Notes. I typically use a space to write and share pieces that I've written about my life or things I'm processing. So I thought I would just chat about where I'm at, authentically, honestly, open and naked here with you. I hope that you enjoy this episode, and thank you so much for joining me. Hey friends, welcome back to the Naked Podcast, to the Naked Notes. Usually this is a part of the podcast where I will write something and share it with you, something I've had time to think about and write about and record. And I debated on having a podcast this week because it's been a bit of a whirlwind. So I sat between the idea of not posting something this week, not putting a podcast out this week, or just having an authentic, real conversation with the listeners. First of all, thank you so much for being here and for being a part of what this is and what it's creating. I had a talk with my kids earlier this week about just honesty and being real. And to be totally transparent, I was having a really off, week and a bit, actually, just feeling super lethargic and feeling really unmotivated and just kind of like I wanted to crawl into my covers and not get out, which isn't a typical feeling. Something I kind of live in is it's not a space that I tend to be in a lot of the time. But I found those of you who are listening and who are in that perimenopausal season, there is this part of the journey where you're not sure who's going to wake up tomorrow, in the sense of your emotions, your joy, the sadness, all the things that kind of come with the season, how your body feels. There's so many contributing factors that just play into the season of life. And one thing I want this space to be is an honest space. When I first started the podcast, I was like, I want this to be a space for the things that we maybe tiptoe around talking about, the things that we're maybe afraid of sharing, but it's a space for all of it. Whether it's the first time someone's telling their story or their 10th time, or the first time they're saying it out loud, that it's a space for that. And so whoever's listening today, I just want you to know that this space is for you. It's for me. It's for everybody else that's been here, that's been honest and real and open. And I'm just coming to you with like no notes, really just being honest about where I've been in the season. And thinking back about why stories matter to me and why, writing matters to me, and thinking back about my kids were little. Keila, who's 18, was just I was carrying her. I was pregnant with her, I believe, and I started this nonprofit organization called Evolve Spa, and it was inspired by a last minute trip I had to San Francisco, and we were doing some humanitarian work there, and I noticed the condition of the people's feet that are walking in the streets, and I brought a bunch of things for me to give massages to the girls on the team. And when I saw this one lady's feet walking in the street and how unkept and unloved and unsupported her feet were, I was like, I can do something. And so I created this little spa experience. Along with the girls around the team, we just washed people's feet and massaged their feet. And it was such a powerful experience. At the time, I was a mom of littles, and the perspective of just seeing people outside my world and being able to bring them a tender touch. And that snowballed into me going back to Canada and being like, how do we start something like this? Like, how do we actually do something like this to help people, to touch people, to love people in a way that's tangible? And so I started this non-profit spa, mobile spa, and we went to all these domestic violence shelters in our city. And for 10 years, we brought mobile services of massage, pedicures, manicures, hair, makeup, getting people ready for interviews, just loving people. And I remember in that time, there were some women that would write me their stories about what they'd gone through. And I recently shared this with a friend, is like the average woman will return to, I don't know if the stats are still the same, but will return to domestic violence 7 times before they leave. And hearing her story and telling me her journey and realizing that like her story was so similar to the girl next to her, and yet because of their circumstances they were afraid to share, and how often we are afraid to share our stories because we feel like maybe we're the only one going through it. We're the only one that's sitting in that space, and can cascade a lot of shame and create a lot of isolation. And that was just such a moving moment for me. I was like, okay, how important is it for us to share our stories, for us to tell people where we've come from and what we've come through and the power of that? And that just kind of stuck with me. And I remember thinking, man, if I could create a book of these women's stories of like inspiration and courage and you can do it and you're not alone, and just this understanding that we're not fighting these battles alone, that somebody else has walked them and they have made it through to the other side. And so that's where this idea, I think way back when I was completely unaware of where that would take me, that I realized that stories really do matter, that it gives us the hope in our own journeys. And so as I've created this space with Naked, it's always been about, I think I've always wanted it to be about the bigger scale, the sharing the stories, the creating this open, honest, transparent space for people to come and feel seen. And whether you're a listener or you're someone that's sharing your story, that you feel less alone in your own journey. And with my writing, like I've shared on previous podcasts, like with writing, it just found me. Like I never really had a desire to write. I never really had a desire to create in that way, until the day that I did. And I wrote for the first time and I was like, whoa, like what just happened in me? Like, what did I just feel? And it just created so much clarity. And as I started to write, I had this like intrigue. I explained it to my husband, like when my mind and my body would wake up at 5 a.m., I would just be like excited, as much as I was tired and we had little kids and, you know, our world was busy. There was nothing that was too much for me to get up in the morning, because I was like this excitement. It was like comparing it to getting up when I was a kid and like going on a play date, or, you know, going on an adventure or field trip or something like that. I was just so excited to get up in the morning, and I just would stumble my way to the table and find my way to the paper and pen and be like, it just would pour out of me. And that was the beauty of me being naked with myself and me kind of understanding who I was and experiences and processing hard, painful beauty, changing, you know, my body, growing and expanding with children and raising kids and being a mom so young and like learning all these things. It was such a way for me to process and understand who I was and the things around me clearer. And I feel like over time with writing and now coming to this space here and creating Naked Notes and creating stories here, it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to feel like I'm trying to get somewhere and I don't know where that is. I don't know the destination is, which that was never the intention in coming to this place of like trying to find the destination. It was always about just showing up, like just creating space for story, just sharing the things that were on my mind and that I was processing in my heart. And so this week I was talking to my kids who helped me with my social media and helped me with just the editing and all the things that come with this space. And I was like, I just feel so empty and I feel so lost in this space that has so much meaning and has so much purpose to it. And a while back, I wrote this piece called Tap, Tap, Save. And it was really about just my distraction. I think generally, I think in life, a lot of us feel that distraction with social media, with content, with just scrolling, just getting lost. All of a sudden, it's been 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 hours, whatever. And we're like, oh my gosh, like, how did I do that? And we're so loses this muchness, like a space that can inspire us to create. You know, like I have so many folders with like a cake or popsicles or things I want to try or an outfit I want to, you know, recreate or whatever, flowers I want to make. And it's just like I have all this content stored in these folders that I never do. And it's like I've just realized how easy it is to become content obese, right? Just so full of stuff, so full of stuff. And you don't have the creativity to put anything out there. It's just like it becomes soul sucking when you're just like scrolling through 30 seconds of 30 seconds of 30 seconds for so long. And that just becomes our norm, our dopamine hit, our fill, fill, fill. But it's not actually like creating any inspiration or little inspiration where it's like it does the opposite. And so I just was in that piece, feeling those things and being like, wow, there's so much more that I could be feeling and maybe regenerating from this creativity that I'm seeing in the world. It's not that it's bad, you know, it's just that what I do with it. And so I feel like that feeling kind of snowballed into this feeling I was having with chatting with my kids about it. And I was like, guys, I just feel like a bit lost in this thing. I just feel like I'm trying to play a game that I didn't realize that I was playing. And by that, I mean like this feeling of, do I have enough like followers, is it comments and all these things you're looking for? And it's like, they're just empty validations that aren't even validating. And second guessing myself about inviting guests to the podcast, being like, well, what if I, you know, I don't feel like I have enough validation with the amount of followers, and realizing what a game that is and how like paralyzing that is, realizing that that's not what this was about. This space was about honest authenticity, real conversations about me sharing parts like that have been inspiring, that have changed me, that have moved me, that have shifted me, and having a space where guests can come and talk about whatever that moment was that changed their life, and not having this like, not feeling like there's like a, you know, it's not enough or it's diminished value because there isn't this, there isn't that, I'm not playing the game right, and realizing I never came here to play a game. I just came here to show up because it felt like the most right thing to do, because it's been calling me. And I feel like I had this, not nag, but this like knowing inside of me that I need to do this, and finally had the courage to do it. And just understanding that I need to come back to the why of all of this, and realize it's not about churning out content. It's not about churning out posts. It's not about creating this like constant momentum where I'm trying to put something out. It's about being true. It's about being honest with what's here and not trying to just like put something out because it's what people say to do. If you want to accumulate, you want to grow, you want to think you got to do, this is the timeline. And just understanding that everybody's journey looks different. I remember when I talked to this guy years ago. He's like, if you want to write a book, before you write a book, you need to make sure you have 5,000 followers. And like, I don't even like social media. Like, how am I supposed to like create that, you know? And then that just is so off balancing, being like, no, to trust the thing inside me that writing is what I'm supposed to do, and create a space where I can share that, create a space where I can share stories. And that's all. And that's enough. And that's what naked is, and being honest enough with myself to not play the game, to not get distracted with the outsides, thinking that that's something that I'm supposed to have or do or be, but that this is enough, that this space is enough. And if, you know, I was talking to my husband, like, man, what I would give to have conversations of my grandparents talking about how they weeded through marriage, about how they raised their kids. And if all this space is for a few, and then my grandkids one day get to hear it, and they get to listen to the stories, they get to listen to these conversations, to the conversations my husband and I have on the Us episodes, sharing our journey, like, isn't that enough? Like, if the call is to just listen to the knowing, to trust that, then it's to like lift your hands and let it be, you know? So I'm learning. I'm in this season, I feel like, of letting go again, of surrendering the outcomes and just following the lead, doing the next right thing that feels right to me, and trusting it. And this week I didn't have a piece. This week I feel like I was just processing through so many of my internal questions, and had to kind of come to this understanding of like, none of those things matter. And what matters is me showing up and doing the work and waking up at 5 with that excitement to write, not because I'm trying to write to create or build or be something, but because it wakes me, and that's enough. And whatever that is, to trust it. And allow room for playfulness. Like, yeah, my son and I were just talking about today, actually, about how he's been just changing his focus again, like me and maybe you, where you just find yourself like on TikTok or on some sort of social media. You're just like getting lost in the tunnel of 30-second clips. And he's like, I just realized that I'm not really retaining anything. Like, I can listen to all those things and at the end have no idea what I even listened to because it's such a random collection. And he's like, what I've been doing now is finding something that I'm interested in, whether it be a book or a podcast or a YouTuber that's talking about a specific thing, and listen and chime into that for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and actually let that kind of sink in, and something that I can think about over and over again, not just forgettable information that comes in and comes out. And I love that, and it inspires me. I think some of the best teachers in the world are our children. And it just inspired me to think and reflect on that too. And like, what is social media taking me from? What are these mediums taking me from? Can I be creative? If I leave space to be like, I actually want to learn something, I actually want to create something, and putting that into my life and allowing for me to have, I don't know, information around those things that intrigue me. Like, I'm a big Christmas lover, like big Christmas lover. And I love creating all kinds of decorations, especially because we are traveling, we're nomadic. And so it's like every year it's like you're trying to create new things because we don't travel with Christmas decorations. And just letting myself get into that space and like planning for that and being, okay, what do I want to spend my time doing? What do I want to create? And letting myself be in that space instead of being in a state of distraction or trying to like create the content to go out fast enough, and just be like, I have nothing to share. And that's okay. But yeah, just reminding myself how important it is to be in the spaces that I am in, and just allowing myself to not have something or to create something into my hands. You know, like, I made these little pumpkins for Thanksgiving, and like just allowing space for creativity to flow because it's in me, not because I'm trying to like push it out prematurely, you know, or just create something out of nothing because I feel like I have to. So yeah, I really wasn't sure what I was going to say here today or if this was even going to go out. So if this has gone out, I guess it was stamped in approval, or I just said, you know what, screw it, it's fine. Like, we're just going to share the authenticity and the honesty of this season. But yeah, I guess just learning. And if you're out there and you're like, you find yourself distracted or all over the place, or you're just trying to find validation in the wrong places, just know that like, if it feels right in your heart, then that's the right thing to trust and to do. I have this quote from one of my most recent podcast guests. And that's one thing I find with the guests on the podcast. I find myself reverting back to the things that they say and finding, as time goes on, they kind of pop up again for me, and just realizing how valuable it is that we share our stories. And my recent podcast guest said it's about learning to trust your gut and say yes to what feels right. And I definitely feel like I'm in that kind of that season where I'm reminding myself, like, okay, like my body's saying get up in the morning, right? My mind and my body are saying like record and share stories, and that's it. Like, do those things, and that's enough. And to trust and leave the outcomes out there and not have to try to figure what they're going to look like or how I'm going to create something that's going to have this, what looks like success, based on viewership or followership or downloads or subscribers or whatever it is. So yeah, thank you for being here and for being in this raw space with me. And yeah, I think we just need to remind ourselves to leave room to grow, to learn. I feel like the season, especially in this perimenopausal mid-40s, there's just so much to relearn and to understand that we are just like evolving humans, and we're going to constantly change and move and shift, and to not lose sight, to keep learning and to keep moving forward, even when it feels like, oh, we just don't know, you know, or we don't know who we are. We don't know like what our bodies are going to feel like tomorrow, and being okay with that, and being okay with the just new discovery as we get older, and embracing the newness that comes with the season. So yeah, I think that's about it for me. I just wanted to touch base, and maybe this resonates with some people. Either way, it's just where I'm at right now. It's I'm in a place of learning again and again and again. My grandma told me, never stop learning. And I think that she knew well enough that that's, you always are, you know, stay open and learn from where you've been and where you're going, and allow those, your heart to be open and your mind to be open. And I am learning. I'm relearning how to be in this space and relearning how to, I guess, just trust my knowing. I feel like that's a constant relearning for me, is just connecting with my heart and soul. And when it's peaceful and calm to be, to know that I'm exactly where I should be, and not try to reach far, far beyond it, because I'm trying to go somewhere, trying to take myself somewhere, but just trust the journey. So I hope that you are able to trust your journey and trust your heart, trust your soul when it's guiding you and leading you in a certain direction. And even when it feels scary or unknown, to know that it's okay, to lean in to the peace and the calm. So yeah, thank you so much for being here and for listening. I hope that you have a beautiful day, and yeah, know that you're not alone. Know that your story matters, and know that you're enough. All right. That's all for now. Ciao.
Thank you for joining me here and listening to Naked Notes. I have found writing to be very healing, allowing me to see things clearer through the quiet stillness that comes from early morning writings. If this resonates with you or somehow you feel connected to this piece, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at NakedWithJanelle or email me at NakedWithJanelle@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day.